narrow, downward-sloping aisle. They had to grip seats to avoid being pitched forward when the entire fuselage quaked. Terrific, she thought. They're probably going to storm the cockpit, thinking they can do better than the pilots. Who gives a shit at this point? We're going down either way. The guy in the lead suddenly paused next to her seat. His jean-clad thigh rubbed her arm before nearly crushing it against the armrest. She jerked it away, and then gasped when he lifted a leg to step over hers. He wedged his big body between Dusty and the seat in front of her. Something brushed her leg, again from the aisle, and her mouth dropped open completely when the second thug put a boot between her high heels. He nearly stepped on her foot. Both men faced Bat and her sister. Astonishment muted her when he planted the second boot between her feet and shoved her legs apart until her knee breached the aisle. She gaped at the front of his tight, faded jeans directly in front of her face. He had a skull on his belt buckle, and her gaze lifted to take in a flat stomach covered in a black tank top, a leather biker jacket, all the way up to his tanned face and spiked black hair. He didn't look at Bat, but instead glanced at the man in front of her sister. Dusty gasped. What?
Good luck, Craven. Love you.